Alita. Sincere sympathy is extended to Linda and Dale Potapinski on the death of her sister Rita Germain of Carlisle on February 3 at the age of 56. Rita will be remembered by her brothers, sister and nephews. A funeral service will be held February 11 at the Carlisle Full Gospel Church with interment at the Cantle Cemetery. Aaron and Betty Jo De Jong of Lashburn were in Alida from Feb 3 to 5 visiting with friends and participated in the annual Alida Oilmen, Farmers Bondspiel. Kent and Merla Holland of Moose Jaw were also in Alida for similar purposes. Congratulations to Aaron Lemieux and Mallory Hawker on the birth of their baby girl Violet Ray, who arrived safe and sound February 3. It was a very busy weekend from Feb 3 to 5 at the Alida Rink when the annual Alida Oilmen, Farmers Bondspiel was held with 8 teams participating. After evening draws on February 3, a Calcutta with auctioneer Dylan Moorbutter was held. On Saturday a beef supper with all the trimmings was served to approximately 150 guests. The final games of both the A and B events were played after supper, resulting in the A event being won by Competition Transport of Carnduff, and the B event winner Shaw Earth Moving Team of Gainsborough. The Calcutta winner was Christopher Potapinski and second place was Perry Peat. Two benches by the ice with an engraved plaque in memory of Lynette Peat were purchased by the club from the proceeds of bracelets made by Heidi Magosho and sold at the funeral gathering at the Peat Farm. Later in the evening, the silent auction winners were announced and prizes were picked up to bring this event to a close. Congratulations to all winners. Kitchen Group 4 was back at the helm and they set a new breakfast challenge record of serving up 65 breakfasts. Appreciate all our local regulars who attend this event as well as all guests from the surrounding area, especially those from Redvers. Kitchen Group 1 is in charge next on February 12 from 8 to 10:30 a.m.